I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. With Libyan rebels storming Gaddafi's compound in Tripoli today, there's a sense that it's all but over. Still, NATO says it will continue operations over Libya for now. NATO won't be the only international presence. Libya's rebels are expected to receive help from the United Nations, the U.S., and the European Union, among others. As The World's Jerry Haddon reports, France and Italy are especially interested in a post-Gaddafi Libya.
The fight in Libya isn't entirely over, but in Europe, they're already jockeying for influence over plans to rebuild the country.
It
is time to prepare for peace, said French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé on French radio. We've already proposed a new initiative to transform the International Contact Group, which has been the military structure during this conflict, into a group to aid Libya in rebuilding democratically. France and the European Union have been anxious to stress that Libyans would lead rebuilding efforts. Western powers do not want to give the impression they're trying to control the transition. The EU's Foreign Affairs Chief Catherine Ashton said today the UN should take a lead role in assisting the Libyans.
For my part, the interest I have is making sure that we're ready to respond in a way that the Libyan people want with the UN leadership, but in a way that recognizes the particular contributions of the EU.
Yesterday, EU spokesman Michael Mann laid out those possible contributions.
Humanitarian assistance, there's going to be a need for that. Support to democratization, we have a number of funds available in our neighborhood policy to help with that, to help set up civil society, because that's obviously lacking in Libya after 40 years of dictatorship, help set up elections, institution building, and also, of course, funds to help the recovery of the economy.
In Libya, the economy means oil. The Gaddafi government grew rich selling oil operating licenses to foreign companies. Its two biggest clients, Italy's Eni and France's Total. Italy's foreign minister has said that Eni officials are already on the ground in Libya, assessing how long it will take to get the oil flowing again. Julian Lee is with the Center for Global Energy Studies in London. He says the countries that supported the rebels with military aid will now likely be rewarded.
That would put countries like Italy very high up the rank. And certainly, you know, other European and North American countries would seem on the face of it to be in a very strong position relative to those of Russia and China, whose governments had continued to speak out against NATO action and against Gaddafi.
A spokesman for a new rebel-run Libyan oil company, Agoco, essentially confirmed Lee's analysis, saying Russia and China may have a tougher time returning to Libyan oil fields. But in the past, Libya simply granted contracts to the highest bidders. Sean Cronin, editor at the analysis group Petroleum Argus, says he thinks any new Libyan government will be cash-strapped.
It's more in their interest, really, to seek out the highest bidder. In a lot of ways, their exhortations to NATO to join in their side with the promise of oil richness has worked. So there's, from their standpoint, there's no real need to carry through on that promise.
But before anyone starts making money off Libyan oil again, Libyans themselves have to establish peace and some kind of stability. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon.